Alaskans have been celebrating the federal government's decision to officially recognize Denali as the name of North America's tallest mountain. Aaron Leggett is the Alaska Gallery curator at the Anchorage Museum and an Athabascan historian. He says more than just local Athabascan people had a name for the mountain.
Because it's such a tall mountain, from all, I think, six or seven different Athabascan language vantage points, they can see the mountain, and Denali just happens to be the Koyukon version of it. And they all either translate to the high one, the tall one, or in the case of the Denaina, Delay Ka'a, big mountain. But nevertheless, they all mean essentially the same thing. It's the mountain, specifically.
What's known about the history of how the name was first given and how that all came about?
Sure. Athabascan people have a special reverence for the mountains. There's stories and songs that are only told in the mountains. They're considered to be places of spiritual connection. There's a high language that's only spoken in the mountains. There's a lot of beliefs about proper behavior in the mountains, and that one being the tallest and sort of essentially the most, I guess you could say, sacred, almost never are place names named after people. I would say if you look at Athabascan naming conventions of places, 99% of them are based more on geographic characteristics or commemorate certain events, but they almost never commemorate people. It's viewed as not a proper thing to do. So to have McKinley's name put on this mountain is sort of all the more ironic.
Aaron, some people say Denali, some people say Denali. Mm-hmm. What's most accurate?
Well, what's most accurate is Denali. Is what I was told. So I asked Eliza Jones, who's the preeminent Koyukon linguist, and I said, how would you say it? And Denali is what she said in Koyukon it would actually be. And she'd heard it from another elder who was much older than she was. So Denali would be, officially in Koyukon, how you would say it.
The name has made Ohio lawmakers really mad. They're all steamed up about it. And some other folks as well, as you said. Donald Trump tweeted that he will change the name back. What do you think about all this outside outrage?
Well, I think a lot. Well, there's two camps on that one. I think from Trump, it's completely partisan politics, that if it, George W. Bush had done this, there wouldn't have been a peep. This would not have been an issue. But at the end of the day, it should be up to the people of the place to decide if they want to change their own place name. I mean, that, to me, it's just correcting something that should have been fixed 100 years ago. And I've thought a lot about this, and I've thought about places that, you know, the naming something and erasing people's history, I mean, it is really an act of colonialism. And for what's fascinating to me about it is that so many Alaskans can see it from that perspective, not just Athabascans. But there's certainly a lot of work that still needs to be done, I think, with renaming and reclaiming traditional place names. And I've been very fortunate and the work that I do to try to reintroduce traditional place names whenever possible. If we had a time machine and we went back 10 years and I was in the studio here and I was talking to you and I said Tikachnu, you wouldn't know, nobody would know really what I was talking about. But now they'd know, oh, that's a place I can go see the movie, or that's where Target's at. Well, you know, Tikachnu is Big Water River, the Denaina name for Cook Inlet.
Aaron Leggett is the Alaska curator for the Anchorage Museum. A discussion about place names and how Indigenous people are working to revive them will take place at the museum tomorrow at noon.